Grammar Girl here. Back in September, we talked about switching verb tenses. It was too big a topic to cover in one episode, so we just talked about one aspect. Now, a listener named Steve has written in with a question that has us asking, once again, how do you get different verb tenses in one sentence to play together nicely? Steve's question was triggered by this sentence. It's been a long time since the song has percolated through the air after the puck slips into the net. It's been a long time since the song has percolated through the air after the puck slips into the net. Steve writes, is the verb slip in the correct tense, given that I'm using has percolated earlier in the sentence? I'm not sure if it should be slips or slipped. Steve's sentence is tricky because it has three clauses with verb tenses that need to work together. We'll break down the problem by comparing verb tenses in just one independent and one dependent clause at a time, instead of trying to decide for all three at once. We talk about independent and dependent clauses in episode 136. The clauses that make up Steve's sentence are like nested Russian dolls. The smallest clause is at the end. The puck slips into the net. By itself, it's an independent clause, but in this sentence, it follows the word after, which makes it a dependent clause. Now let's consider a bigger chunk of the sentence. One nested Russian doll out, if you will. The song percolated through the air after the puck slips into the net. Our dependent clause, after the puck slips into the net, is nested inside the independent clause that starts, the song has percolated through the air. Like the smaller clause, this bigger clause follows a subordinating conjunction, since, to become another dependent clause. Finally, this dependent clause is embedded in the biggest clause, which starts with, it's been a long time since. And we have the whole sentence, it's been a long time since the song percolated through the air after the puck slips into the net. Although Steve was asking about the smallest clause, about the puck, the trouble actually lies in the middle clause, about the song, because it's the target of conflicting demands. Let's start with the clause that begins, it's been a long time since. Usually, the long time since construction will have the present perfect tense in the since clause. The present perfect tense is the one that uses an auxiliary verb, such as have or has, followed by the past participle of the main verb. For example, you may say, a long time since we've spoken, or a long time since I've seen her. It's possible to have a simple past tense in the since clause, but this usually happens when the event is something that's not going to happen again. For example, a long time since he died. So at this point, the present perfect tense is the better choice for the middle clause, and in fact, that's what Steve used. It's been a long time since the song has percolated through the air. Has percolated is the present perfect tense. Now let's look at the dependent after clause, after the puck slips into the net. The original sentence used the present tense. Let's see what happens when we put it with its independent clause partner. The song has percolated through the air after the puck slips into the net. Not good. The song should percolate after the puck does its slipping, but the tenses make it sound as if the song is percolating before the puck does its slipping. So let's see what happens if we use the past tense for the after clause. The song has percolated through the air after the puck slipped into the net. Still not good. The problem has to do with the meaning of the present perfect tense. When you use the present perfect tense, you have to talk about a period of time that you still consider to be going on. For example, if it's still morning, you can say, I've shaved this morning. But if it's afternoon or evening, all of a sudden, I've shaved this morning sounds really weird. So if you say after the puck slipped into the net, it sounds as if you're talking about an event that's over. But when you couple that with the song has percolated through the air, in the present perfect tense, it sounds as if you're talking about an interval of time that you're still in. One good solution is to take the clause about the song percolating, get rid of the present perfect tense, and put it in a simple past tense to match the tense in the clause about the puck. The song percolated after the puck slipped. Now the clause about the song and the puck work well together. Unfortunately, this isn't a perfect solution because the it's been a long time clause doesn't get to have its preferred present perfect tense in its since clause. But that's just a preference, not a requirement. So this solution will work. It's been a long time since the song percolated through the air after the puck slipped into the net. For another solution, we could put all three clauses in the present perfect tense. It's been a long time since the song has percolated through the air after the puck has slipped into the net. The first option seems better, but either one is grammatically and logically correct. The next time you're faced with a tricky tense problem, try taking one pair of clauses at a time to see where the conflict lies. And if you'd like to read through this and see all the sentences, there's a full transcript at quickanddirtytips.com in the Grammar Girl section. This podcast was written by Neil Whitman, who has a PhD in linguistics and blogs at literalminded.wordpress.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. March 4th, the National Grammar Day theme song, is available at iTunes. Thanks for listening.